Good morning, Kesu.
Hey, good morning. It's Garth. How are you guys?
Garth Brooks! Thanks so much for calling.
Sure it is.
Are you kidding me? I'm so sorry I'm late, man. I've got so many chores. I'm fixing Miss Sherwood's coffee, doing her laundry, you know.
Aww. Yes, sure you are.
Now, 6 months ago,
I have an envision of you scrubbing whitey tighties now. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. She doesn't like it if they're not folded just a certain way.
Now, 6 months ago, we interviewed a guy that interviewed you.
Right. Yes.
And at the end of it, Steve Lundy, a radio guy from Omaha, said, "This is the lamest thing I've ever heard of before in our entire life."
Because we interviewed the guy that interviewed Garth.
Yeah.
We've been trying to do anything to get a hold of you. I have been bothering your manager for a year. They blocked me. They put a restraining order on me, I think. We have been Yeah, exactly. That would be me.
Hey, thanks for calling, Garth.
Are you kidding me? How are you guys this morning?
Oh, so much better now that you've called.
These two are about wetting their pants.
That's right. Now, can I tell my Garth story? It was 1992.
Can we stop you?
No, probably not.
No.
My mom introduced me to Garth Brooks, and we had no shared musical interests whatsoever. And because of Garth, we had kind of a common bond there. And then they're looking for someone for the country radio station. I had my Garth Brooks stories, and I think that helped me get the job. So I appreciate that, Garth.
He also had a wacky Garth Brooks shirt, too, by the way.
Oh yeah, those were the best.
Attaboy. Tony, you still got your mama?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
What is her name?
Her name's Rosie.
Okay. Please give her a hug for me. Tell her I love her. I miss my mom so much. So please give her my mom love. And you're lucky to still have her. Take care of her.
Oh, how sweet.
Well, here's my crazy Garth story.
Oh,
a little less
here
sappy. I think I was a part of your fan club when I was like 5 years old.
Oh,
and
thank you. That makes me feel good.
I got a poster from you, and I think my dad ended up autographing it, but I thought it was you, so I was like, oh my God, I brought it to school for show and tell. And everybody's that's not Garth Brooks' signature. I'm like, you bet it is. And we would
sing your songs
on the bus. We would sing your songs on the bus. We didn't get beat up because everybody loved the songs.
Let me tell you, when I was a baby, I was, a huge sports fan. I still am. And we had posters of all professional sports guys that we loved at the time. They were all signed to us. And it was only when I was, I'm a guy, so I'm a late bloomer. It's only when I was 24 I realized that's my mom's handwriting.
It's a good feeling to know they loved you that much, isn't it?
It is, man. It's fantastic. Good for you, Dad.
My Garth story is I've got three boys, and they're all teenagers now. But when they were younger, I would have those talent nights in the house because I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, baby.
I had those talent, and they would and I'm like, you either have to sing or you have to do something. And I'm like, listen, Garth Brooks' mom and dad used to do this when he was little, and look where he is today. I really thought they might, earn some money at some point. Your folks have to be so proud of you, and I know you lost your mama to cancer, and you do so many great charity events.
Oh, you're very sweet. You know what? It's just fun to see the music be a healer of things, or something that brings back memories, or something that makes bonds between people. I mean, when we're doing so, you just look out and you see people. There's people that act like they're the only ones in the building because they're just singing. They got their head thrown back, their eyes closed, and you see other people hugging each other and crying. It's just a wonderful love fest, and I can't think of a better way to get to spend my days than playing music.
And it really is a love fest. I was blessed enough to see you twice last year, and it's just
so... No. You seen this tour?
Yes.
Oh.
What cities, man?
Chicago and Minneapolis.
Oh my gosh, true, the best one.
Yes.
That was awesome because Chicago went 11 for 11, and St. Paul, Minneapolis went 11 for 11. I was blown away because usually in a string like that, there's going to be one show that isn't as strong as the other ones, but those crowds were fantastic.
Of course. Well, and that's the thing, but I think I've pegged you a little bit because there's a certain part when Miss Yearwood comes out onto the stage.
Uh-huh.
Love that part, but it's so cool because you kind of fade into the background a little bit, and you're so proud of her, you can just tell you're standing up there, but I think that you really kind of like the view from back there of Miss Yearwood.
Oh, amen, sister. I was just telling her We did 9 shows in Denver last week, and I just told her, I said, honey, I don't know what you're doing, but you're looking great. I mean, I compare her to a pickup truck, you know.
Uh-oh.
Either coming or going, her best shot's showing.
That should be in a country song, darling.
Well, and I love her, too, because I remember reading this thing, and she said that she got to wear a jersey at one of the concerts or something.
Yes.
And she's like, thank God I got these, because those Spanx were killing me. I don't have to suck it in anymore. I'm like, I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah, she's a real deal. She has this song in the show called Prize Fighter, and what they've done is she does these breast cancer walks, these 60-mile breast cancer walks with her friends. And so she's got pictures of there, and she'll tell you, okay, I'm the one that looks like a man up here in the photos, because there's no makeup, and they haven't slept for 5 days, you know. She's hilarious.
Well, and it seems like you kind of had Spanx back in the day, because those jeans,
oh my gosh.
No kidding.
Like in the Much Too Young video, I feel bad for you, buddy.
I'm
oh, really?
I'm wow, guessing
they're
you
tight.
You laid down on the bed, you took a pliers and zipped those babies up, sort of like I did in the 80s, right?
And I still had children. Thank you very much.
Well, so did I, sir.
Of course, Garth, in concert May 8th and 9th in Omaha. Now, we've had a lot of people on Facebook said, you know, Sioux City's not that far up the road. Just 105 miles, you know, if you want to just do a one-off in Sioux City, be more than happy to have you here.
The way I drive, that's an hour.
Right.
Amen, sister.
And that's what I was talking to Bob about. So I think that's when the restraining order kicked in. But that's all right. But is there,
we are hoping we see a lot of people from there come down. This is going to be fun.
Is there any big difference from your last tour to this tour? I mean, are you feeling it? Because it sure doesn't look like it.
You know what? No, I mean, I got to tell you, I don't think I'm an ungrateful person.
Oh,
in the 90s, I thought I was very aware of everything and felt very grateful to get to be doing it. But there's a level of gratefulness on this tour, I guess, because either you're older or you've lived without it. You know, it's that thing, once you live with it, you can't live without it. And just being at home, being a dad to my babies, greatest time of my life. With that said, you miss it. And so it's so sweet to get to do it again and get to do it again on this level. I think that's probably the biggest difference, is just how grateful everybody is.
Well, and you're a grandpa now.
You know what? I call her because for some reason, names today, people have these different ways of spelling them, all this stuff. So I've never known if it's Carolyn, Jane. I never can say it right, no matter which way I say it, you know. So I just call her Baby K. She calls me G, and life is good.
Perfect.
G.
So is that different, having a little baby granddaughter? And do you feel that difference?
No, I don't think so, because your babies are still babies to you. I mean, my girl is so young. So I'm still dad to my girls, and I haven't got that out of my blood yet enough to where, you know, any kind of grandbaby, you know, kind of takes center stage. But this little girl's so sharp. She's funny. And God has a tremendous sense of humor, man, because if you want to remember your childhood, just have a kid, because they're going to act exactly like you did. So all the things you did to your parents, get ready.
May 8th and 9th in Omaha at CenturyLink Center. And I tell you what, you've been such a nice force to have back in the industry, and I'm glad you came back. And it's nice seeing you make so much impact with so many KSU listeners throughout the years.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. And I can't thank you guys enough for all the help then, all the help now. This is going to be fun. I just want to wish everybody luck tomorrow. Anybody that wants to see the show, I hope the thing tomorrow morning, the on sale, is something smooth, and I hope you get what you want, and then can't wait to see you.
Garth Brooks joining us on the air this morning. Garth, thank you so much.
I love you, Garth.
I knew it was coming.
I love you guys.
Oh, Lord.
Can't wait to see you. You have to get down there, okay? Don't be one of those work things where you just hear about it. Get down there and see me. I'd love to, so I'd love to see you and hug your neck.
Garth, thanks so much. We appreciate the call.
Okay. Thanks, Garth.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks.